Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Well, I'm trying to be good, I should say.
Oh, man.
This is one of those days.
So, yeah. How is your day going?
Yeah, it's one of those things where what can go wrong will go wrong. Thank God I just found the spare key because it wouldn't have been pretty.
Oh.
Oh, God. What? Oh, my God. Yeah, long. Right now, in. Getting business done, completing some orders for some t-shirts from Queen Vi Apparel. So,
oh, yeah.
A lot going on.
Man, yeah, it sounds like somebody's making some big moves.
I'm trying. You know, I don't know how to sit still. I'm also trying to put some stuff together for a flash sale for Pure Romance products and also Paparazzi Jewelry.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely be putting a word out on that. So, you know, ladies, you can get yourself some nice jewelry and look fly and get yourself some bedroom assistant aids to make things fly. If you know what I mean.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. I am one of those people that what can go wrong will go wrong. Because I'm rushing back, stop by the store, do another little quick check.
Mm-hmm.
So I can make sure I make it back in time, get the kids some, you know, some little snacks, some little sandwiches for me they want it. And then I pull up 5 minutes before the show starts, and my son is like, oh, I locked the door.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I'm wearing my key. I'm like rushing all over the place, you know, all over the place these last couple of weeks, and left my key. And, found a spare one that was lost in my car. So it worked out for me.
Yeah.
It worked out.
Yeah, because I've been told if we canceled another show, I may be subject to physical harm. So, yeah, I've had several people.
I would have had to go to Philly and back to health because it would have been completely my fault. And I'm just
I don't know.
I
don't know if you can nurse me back to health. I've heard that Timberlands and testicles are going to meet, have a meet and greet. I've heard it all. So, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. They
so you're welcome.
They,
in universe, you're welcome.
Yeah, just a little behind the scenes. We're like 3 minutes before the show starts going, hey, we got to cancel.
And I was I don't want to share. So, but it was just, it just wasn't looking good. So I'm rambling to the things that's in the car, and whoop, with the quarters, I see a key.
That's what's up. Hey, listen, the good news is you found something that was lost, and you were able to get in the house, and we can get this.
Your Texacos and Timberlands won't be meeting today.
Hey, there you go. Lucky me. Lucky fucking me. I kind of like my testicles. Shit. Some of these people is pissed off. God damn. I ain't never had this many threats since the 90s. Felt like I was back out in the damn street.
I feel so loved. Threats mean they care.
Yeah. Yeah, either that or they're just bored as fuck and ain't got nothing else better to do.
Our audience shows love in a different type of way. Like in the real world, it will be toxic and it will be abusive and not so good. But in this world, that's what you want to hear. We want to hear the physical threat.
I think about my balls. I don't like the idea of some goddamn Timberland stepping on them. I'm not into that kind of kinky shit. That's why I draw the line.
Let's see you try.
See? That's that shit you like doing to men. All right.
How are you doing? How is everything going with you? Besides, the worries and the physical threat.
I'm here. I'm putting a lot of stuff together and getting ready for the big relaunch of these our two shows. And for those of you who do not know, tonight is our very last Therapy Thursday show. And we will be reappearing next week under a new name, new brand, new colors, new intro music, new. It's almost like we're taking a show. We're going to go on down to Dr. William Miami and come back with a liposuction, tummy tuck, and a butt lift with some fresh new boobs. And we're going to jiggle all over your damn face. So that's how we're going to do this thing. Out with the old and with the new.
I'm excited.
And
I'm rebuild just like you guys. And that's what I love about it. You know, I find things. When you guys find out things, questions and all.
Wait a minute.
I just
pulled this shit out of the blue.
No, I'm talking about.
Oh,
like,
really?
I'm saying I won't see the new, like what everything looks like.
And I like that because
it's like with the questions, they get my raw, honest, like uncut response, you know,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, I'm seeing it for the first time or hearing it for the first time just like them. So, and that's what I love about this show.
Yeah, you know, but pretty much, our Tuesday shows, next Tuesday will be our last Talk Tuesday. And as always, I believe Ms. Nazi will be in. She's always our last Tuesday show of the month. So we'll be wrapping that up, and that will be going over an overhaul as well. And come back next week for Sex, Life, and Relationships, the original name of the show. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and most important, we're coming back on my birthday. And I'm not canceled. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking a day off. It's going to be my birthday next Thursday. So I want all the fellas, grab your nuts and tune in. Ladies, grab your titties and clap them together for me for my birthday. And we'll have a good thought-provoking conversation.
Yes.
So.
It'll be Hakim's choice.
Yeah. You know what we're going to talk about then.
We're going to have all types of sushi chips and everything.
What's the first?
The bleep button's ready.
What's the first thing? Sex, life, and relationship. Yeah, we're going to start off with sex. My birthday. There we go. Yeah, we're going to get foul. May do something very raunchy. But okay, but yeah, so tonight we're doing an extended show in honor to get the rest of these questions out. Since we took a week off and there's been so much going on, this is going to be a two-hour broadcast, and we have questions from everything because so much shit that went down between last week and this week. I wanted to get the entertainment. Let's talk about entertainment. I've got like four or five questions regarding to everyone's favorite R&B, imprisoned everyone's favorite R&B singer, R. Kelly, Queen. I got four or five people who want to know, have we been following the current R. Kelly trial? Because his ass has been in court every day this week. What are our thoughts with some of the shit that's been coming out of this case? Holy shit.
I'm over it. I'm sorry to say. I see it flash across every now and then, and I might click on it. I know there's something about Dallas. He was forcing, you know, a male to have sex with another male. Has herpes and is just passing around like candy on Halloween.
You'll get some herpes. Everybody gets herpes.
Right. Now, and see, and the issue I have with this is it's still my same issue from the beginning of this trial. What about his team? What about the other artists or people that they claim that they saw stuff? What about the parents? It's like, where's the, like, yes, let that man be punished for his crimes, but where's the accountability for all the other people that allowed it to happen for so long? I know he's saying he's broke now. I know he's arguing that he's never going to be able to get a fair trial because of everything else. You know, doctor went on a stand and just told all his business. You know?
Oh, he did.
But thing is, it's like, okay, somebody's famous or not, you need to protect yourself sexually. Just because somebody is famous or rich, that doesn't mean that they is exempt from being able to give you a sexually transmitted disease or get you pregnant. So, like, come on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there was so much. Just the doctor alone and every news article that came out. I think the doctor came out on, what, Tuesday, maybe? Monday or Tuesday, I can't remember. But my man, he's been R. Kelly's doctor for about two decades. So for 20 years, without pay, let's include that. He did, without pay. And the reason being is R. Kelly exposed him to the road, to other artists. So it's pretty much, I'm not going to charge you because I'm making money off of all the other people you're plugging me into that you know kind of deal. You know, come on now, you already know that these rich fucks, they want that kind of doctor they can pick up the phone and call in the middle of the night that could come drop off this or come look at that, you know, and then picked up some shit. I don't want my wife to know. Okay, you know, and he hooks him up. Well, 2007, I'll say it again, 2007, he told R. Kelly tested positive for herpes, and he told him he needs to go and let all his sexual partners know. And he testified that on the stand. He testified that he wrote him a prescription for a herpes treatment. There's no cure for herpes, as you all know. So he wrote a treatment for him, and this some bitch been running around with the dirty dick. You know, there's talks about him and a 17-year-old boy, and he hit him with the "this is what you got to do to be in this game" type deal. Boy wanted to be in entertainment, and he had to take it up the ass, literally. And of course, the Aaliyah thing, you know, that was brought back up, and We now got the receipts of how the marriage went down, the fake ID, pay someone $500. The man who facilitated, he got immunity to rat. And here's what he did. He got up there on the stand and told everything. Who did the fake ID, all that shit. And how much R. Kelly paid him. He had people plugged in the government offices that made sure everything went through. It was the whole thing. And one of the main reasons why he had to marry her is because she was pregnant and had to get an abortion. So, unfortunately, Aaliyah's name was drugged through the mud through all this shit. That was the big talk of the town on Monday. You know,
he's always
and
how much good work she's done, good she's done. Her name is always going to be associated. But then again, parents, guardians, other adults, you know, it's like that's what really gets me. It's like, okay, now when it's time when you can't get as much money from somebody as you was getting, or you're having a hissy fit because you can't get your way, and get whatever type of benefits you thought you were going to receive, or to save your own ass, oh, okay, now let's want to be honest and open, and it's eating us up, and, you know, then they're never held accountable, because this is not a one-man show here. This is a whole goddamn circus. Is somebody had a partner?
Yeah, they're all coming out. Yeah, a lot of them are coming out, and they're testifying, they're getting immunity. Because a lot of folks were subject to criminal charges in New York, and they played different than in the Illinois, Chicago area that his original stuff was going on in. So, when you get immunity, you talk. So you won't get the cuffs slapped on you. His wife was present for a lot of this shit. The young girls, Surviving R. Kelly stuff was out and it was coming on television. Two of the girls who were part of his harem at the house, they were told to turn the channel. You know, some of them have testified how when they were interviewed by Gail Kim, Oprah's girl, Gail, Oprah's homie, Gail, whatever the fuck. Yeah. So, when she was doing trying to get one-on-one interviews with them, they said he would do things. He'd be in a room or, you know, behind where they can't visually see him, but they can hear him cough. And he purposely coughed throughout their interviews to let them know, hey, I'm fucking a room. Watch what you say. So they withheld information, but they bled it out in court. Make a long story short, every day that the judge bangs a gavel, there's a new R. Kelly story that hits the bricks, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And, I don't know if your homie coming home. Yeah. So.
Oh, I gave him that a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, he had two cases. He beat that last one. I can't remember where it was, but as long as he's been in, he had two cases. He beat one. This one he didn't. He's in the middle of it now, but it ain't looking good. And finally, opening statements. His lawyers, R. Kelly's lawyers, go and they're giving their opening statement and their speech about how this is all trumped up and this is fucked up and they're doing my man dirty. And he tells the jury that, and it's our job here to make sure you understand that he's guilty. I meant to say, not guilty. Holy shit.
and so,
all I saw on Twitter that day, like,
what a time to make a mistake.
Oh my god, they said he's fucking guilty. But yeah, man, R. Kelly, fuck you. You know, I love your music, but fuck you as a person. You know, nothing personal. You know, I just hope you're not in the big house, spreading herpes up there to the gentlemen. But yeah. Another question that I keep getting, these are Philly people. All right. I'm sure you don't follow this, but your homie, Tory Lanez, I got a lot of Philly people asking, what do we think about the Philly, the Tory Lanez and Cassidy beef? I personally don't give two fucks, Queen. What about you? Have you been following this story?
Look, so since I do know some people in Philly, somebody was reading me some of the back and forth and stuff like that, and I'm just like, I don't care personally.
Yeah.
Some people just want to still remain relevant, and some people, I don't. It's like at this point, it was with Tory Lanez, right?
Yeah. Everybody knows he's an asshole.
I'm just like at this point, but okay. The only thing that I really was like, okay, once he say something to one person now, is they recruiting people from Philly to go against this one person? So it's like, this kind of now.
Yeah.
Everybody from Philly gonna have a problem with Tory.
It's starting to get that squad up mentality because Tory Lanez is just out of pocket. My thing is, what did y'all expect? This is Tory Lanez. He shoot women in the fucking foot. So what do you expect? He's a piece of shit, and y'all still support him. I'm not shocked.
He needs some type of publicity right now. He doesn't care. You know how they say, you know, long as they're talking about you, and he's literally just running with that.
For those of you who aren't following this ridiculous idiocy, Tory Lanez about a month ago or 2 months ago, I can't remember, he was on Funk Master Flex show. He did a freestyle and he used pretty much a majority of Cassidy's lyrics. That was the first shot. By the second shot, he freestyled over one of Cassidy's songs, and he used Cassidy lyrics in his freestyle. Now, at that point, everyone who's a Cassidy fan hit Cassidy up and said, "Yo, listen to this bullshit." And it was off to the races at that point. He thought, "Oh, this is me showing love." No, that's not how you show love. You know, we ain't cool, motherfucker. You don't be stealing my lyrics.
And I get that for him to be upset with that. Like, I get that completely. But then when Meek Mill is trying to come at Tory Lanez, I'm like, you know. And then there's a couple of people that I know, this guy that I know that, you know, is dabbling, like, in the music industry, like up-and-coming artists and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They jumping on a bandwagon. I'm just like, come on. But, Cassidy has a legitimate reason to be upset. Yes, he does.
It's stupid. The other topic point, because a lot of this stuff happened after we did our current event show. So a lot of these text messages and inboxes that I'm reading are from 2-3 maybe weeks ago. But the current one that everyone's talking about is Kanye versus Drake, and these motherfuckers are going back and forth and. The screenshots, group chats, Drake just dropped a song where he's dissing Kanye, and then Pusha T's involved now. More hip-hop goofy shit. you got just a bunch of fucking rich billionaires arguing amongst each other like a bunch of goddamn...
Too much time on their hands. And use that energy to do something else for the community and... Get your girl. Love on her. Like, dang.
damn it. Just fucking stupid. Kanye is a whore. He will beef. He will cry. He will do nervous breakdown. He's a genius. But every time there's something going on, he has an album dropping. So all of that, Jesus this and the Lord and Donald Trump is my brother with dragon spirits, and here comes the album 2 weeks later. So I've been done with Kanye for years. I'm done with him, so fuck him.
Yeah, I've been done with him since he became whitewashed.
Yeah. And the last one, I only got one. Honestly, I'm being a little selfish here, but I only got one. Lady Wren asked directly to me, and she says she wants you to chime in. How do I feel about Nori, who has his own podcast, one of the most successful podcasts in the game called Drink Champs? He disrespected a lot of the Wu-Tang affiliates last week's episode of the Drink Champ. So the word is, it's like 50 Wu niggas ready to beat his ass, and they literally dropped an interview last night where Shaheem the Rugged Child, I don't know if y'all remember him back in the day, but he said, you know, he's ready to just go beat Nori's fat ass. Did you hear about that one?
Didn't. My thing is, what people need to realize is the older generation that's been in this game, that was like about that life when it was really rap, doing what they was rapping, not this new age junk.
Mm-hmm.
They not letting you play with their name. They're not letting you disrespect them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to let you know, like, okay, this is where I'm at, but I can come back down there for a minute and visit for a little while.
Yeah.
I can spin around the block. You know, some of these, you know, is they not playing like that. You know, especially when they put in their time, they work, and they grind it, you know, and earn to be able to get that respect and become legends and stuff like that. And then somebody want to come talk out their ass to them, then it's like, okay. Now I gotta remind them, you know, that type of thing. Some of these, they better act like they know. Some of these, they was realized gangsters. They start doing this music stuff, like, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
And sometimes when people are too quiet and they calm down and they let people breathe, you know, people try to use that moment to feel like they can get away with something.
Yeah,
Nori,
but. But yeah, it's I don't know if you guys ever heard the story of how Raekwon ran down on Joe Buttons, and it's because Joe Buttons was being Joe Buttons, talking shit some many moons ago, and he was beefing with members of the Wu-Tang. He squashed it with all parties involved, and it didn't get back to Raekwon. Raekwon walks in on him with five goons, and Joe Buttons is in the room with his friends, and you know, some words and everything. Hey, what's going on? What's going on? So yeah, remember that shit you was talking? And Joe was like, I apologize. He said, I ain't hear nothing about it. He said, yeah, it's on the gram. I apologize to Method Man, and I even put out. He said, show me. So the boy who was on a computer, the internet wasn't working, and his name is Mickey Fax. Whatever the fuck his name is. Bottom line is, Mickey Fax was on Drink Champs telling the story of what happened. And Nori made some kind of comment, like, oh, yeah, it was them flunky niggas of the Wu. They was in there. The, you know, the Killer Army and Sons of Man, them niggas. Now, when he said that, you just insulted maybe 160 nigga deep. You know, and the first one to speak up was the RZA's. You know, and the RZA, he's doing movies now. He's producing his own movies. You know, he's getting contracts to do the soundtrack for whole movies. You know, shit, he's doing shit with Denzel, so he's getting that money. And the first person to speak up on his behalf was his little brother, Ninth Prince. And they was like, well, do we got to go to the Drink Champs and shoot up the motherfucker? So, I mean, we're dealing with that old crew. That mentality, these dudes took their record money and built studios for the next generation. So they ain't making music per se anymore. Some still, but not many aren't. You know, they have their little clothing lines and they have little stores. They put their money back into the hood and real estate, that kind of shit. But when you do stuff like that and you insult a whole squad of people who was beneficial to the culture, you might get fucked up. So that's what I said. As of last night, that's what I said. But yeah, Ren, I pay very close attention to that because, you know, I'm a Wu head. And I actually know some of the brothers he was talking about because they're in the 5% nation. So I think I got one more thing, entertainment, then we're going to get the hell out of this bullshit. Nicki Minaj. It looks like Nicki's putting hits out on bitches. Hmm. Over
I was about to say, is this the cases over her man?
Mickey's trying to pay for people to be quiet. She's offering money. She's sending attorneys with $50,000 in cash, and it went from $50,000 to what, $200 and something. I think the last number I heard that the final request for the girl that the young lady that this dude sexually assaulted, it was like $500,000. And then he's suing the state because they put him on the sex offenders list without his permission, without notifying him. Now, I ain't the smartest man in the world, but when you
but you already are notified that you're going to have to be registered.
Yeah, that's a part of your sentence.
When you are convicted. maybe his lawyer didn't explain that to him. Maybe he thought he was exempt or things was going to change once he, you know, decided, well, was able to get back with Nikki. He thought certain things were going to, idiot.
Yeah, man. So if that wasn't the cake, the chick ended up moving because she was getting threats. That she was followed. There were people leaving messages, harassing her, threatening her life. If you keep talking, we're going to kill you, that whole vibe. Now, generally, you go, okay, that's just talk. Well, when Nikki's husband's baby father was going, when Nikki's husband baby's mother were having back and forth between him and Nikki, shortly after, weeks, months, I'm not sure, but the last bit of news I saw on it was within this month, someone kicked in her door and shot her ass. So, and Nikki's been known to use her money to threaten people. That's a well-known thing in parts of New York. So, you know, she don't mind cutting the check to get you dealt with. She's still that old school chick. Don't let the fake shit fool you. She's still, to protect her, she'll cut a check.
But I'm going to need her not to mess up everything she's got going on for somebody that she should have left in her past.
Yeah, and the worst part is they grew up with each other. She's known him forever, but she just rushed into the situation with him, married him. It ain't like they were high school sweethearts. They just knew each other.
Right.
But, you know, should have stuck with me. I don't know what to tell you. But this dude's a piece of shit. He argues with anybody he can on the internet. I've watched this dude talk shit to some crazy Houston brothers, and they were talking about, we'll just kill everything you know. Literally on Instagram Live, and I'm up in the middle of the night watching this crazy shit, like, wow, damn. And then you do your research, oh, shit, these are bloods he's talking to. So, yeah, it's a whole mess, and it's more shit to fuck up the culture. Because when you hear these stories, it's covered by hip-hop forums, and instead of talking about good hip-hop, you started talking about how Nas just dropped a new album, how, State Property's about to go on tour, you know, with Dipset and the Locks. Good news in hip-hop, shit like that. We're getting these goofy-ass stories about people beefing, and it's just goofy, man. It's just goofy. But, yeah, that's I'm just going to leave that there. Y'all continue to follow that goofy shit. I'm not a fan of the entertainment world these days. So, all right, so let's switch over into some life shit. Let's get back to what brought us to the goddamn dance. Sex, life, relationships. I got to put some applause on here, Queen. Remind me.
Okay.
Oh, boy. All right, this is coming from Thomas. He says he's from Raleigh, North Carolina. And he wants some advice, more than a question answered, about the best way to come out to his friends that he's gay. He said he's told his family, brother, sister, father, Now he's just trying to find a way to explain it to his closest friends. He understands that some will love him regardless, and there will others he's afraid he may lose because of their conservatism, being that they're down in the South. Is there any ways that we could think of to help cushion the blow?
See, what he needs to realize is it's his life. And if those people are truly his friends and they love him and care about him, it shouldn't also how they feel with him or how to interact with him, you know, because it's his choice how to live his life. That's the thing is, so people, when you want to come out to someone, you shouldn't beat yourself up. You know, you shouldn't be so worried about how certain people are going to take things because it's your life. And their love for you should not come with conditions. It shouldn't be these are the reasons. I love you if you are in this category. I'm going to be there for you. I care, you know, you're my friend, you know, my mate or whatever, when you're in this category. And the second you do something with they don't agree with, you know, all of that is out the window. So they may have questions. You know, it's open. I mean, it's a good idea to have an open floor if they want to ask questions. Now, they don't have to make sure they're respectful with those questions because not what you say is how you say it now. And let that time when you have a discussion with them be just to let them know who you are, and whoever you lose wasn't really your friend. You know, do not let it be an open forum for them to bash you and tell you why you shouldn't and what you should do. Make that clear at the beginning, at the opening statement. Look, I'm bringing you guys together to let you know something that is going on with me, you know, something that I want to share with you guys. You know, don't – you control the narrative and how the conversation go.
Mm-hmm.
This should be a conversation based on you expressing yourself and letting people know how you feel and what you're going through, because I'm pretty sure – when you can't be yourself around the people that's in your life, it takes a toll on you. Mm. It messes with your mental health. It messes with those relationships. So once you have that conversation and you letting them, let that conversation be about you and your feelings. Don't you dare let anybody be change it to be about them and how they feel, you know, and what they want and what they think and everything like that. Just make sure you go in knowing that you're in control of this conversation and this conversation about you. And it's not open for debate. You're not asking their advice. You're not asking them what you should do. You're telling them what it is.
Well, yeah, I'm with you 100%. This is an easy one for me because I have a favorite term I like to use. It's called fuck you. And it's real simple. You're going to either accept me for who I am or you're going to be removed from my, you know, from my world. We just can't be friends anymore because of your conservatism. Fuck conservatism. You know, Catholic priests who touch boys' booties are considered conservatives on a religious right. So you can't, you know, we can't allow people's political views and religious views to disrupt who we are. If you are a gay man and you told your family, you know, you got the hard part because those are the most important people to you. That's that first circle. It's like an onion, that first layer, that main layer to your core, your family. Then you next, your next one is your closest friends, and then you start going outward and outward and outward. But the bottom line is, anyone who ain't down with it, fuck them. You have to be okay with saying fuck them. It's going to hurt that you're going to miss your friend, but let the simple fact that you are protecting your own mental and emotional well-being be the reason, you know, to feel better. I wouldn't care. There's no easy – rip the Band-Aid off. Just jump out there and say, look, I'm gay, y'all. And if that's the case, that's the case, and they have to accept it. If they don't, fuck them.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm about to go back to fuck them Fridays. I'm going to do a little something called fuck them Fridays. I used to do that back in the day. I'm going to bring that back. Shit. Seriously, it's some real pieces of shit out there, and it's so much going on in the world. Why do you care who's fucking who? It's none of your business. I'm so over this bullshit. If someone wants to be gay, lesbian, tranny, they want to fuck a goat with a goddamn cow watching, I don't care. I just don't care. It's like this: we're dying from a disease. We're shit. We're gonna be at 400 homicides in this city in a minute. I got more shit more important to worry about than who's rolling around with who in the bedroom. So, fuck.
Right.
Okay. We find ourselves back into the wonderful world of Polly again. These are the folks who didn't get to get all the Polly stuff out. That should have been a 2-hour show, because I'm still getting people who have more questions about the metamores and you know, that came at the end of the show, what a meta was. So here we go with one here. This is from she wants to remain anonymous because we have mutual friends and they're listening. I was invited to a threesome with my partner and his meta. Now, being asked to sleep in separate rooms afterwards, I'm in my feelings. I'm feeling some type of way. He wants to sleep with his meta and not me, and I am supposed to be his partner. I'm sure this is not the way it's supposed to go in the rules of poly. Could y'all give me some perspective?
Well, first of all, it has to be all a mutual thing. You don't have to agree with things that you're not okay with. That is your partner. You're entitled to have your feelings and entitled to have a say-so over the situation. I would feel some type of way. First of all, he wouldn't even have an option. He wouldn't have even had an option where he going to sleep at when it's over and done with. Listen.
Yeah. Much like we talked about it last week. Your meta, the meta is his thing he does on his time. You're aware of this person, but you're not supposed to be really involved. Now, the fact that you were invited to a threesome and you're his partner, this is where it gets weird. Him and his meta got a thing, right? So if you're in a poly situation, it's you, him, and someone else. If he has some other situation going on, it could be a friend with benefits, could be a potential mate, it could be a wife. We don't know. If their situation invites you in, you're not under the poly rules right now. You're under their rules. The meta must like you and want you to be a part. That's why you're invited. Or he just thought that you would make a good combination. So this isn't a poly event. This is one of your poly members and his side piece inviting you in to come over to have fun. So you can't be in your feelings when you're dealing with someone outside of your circle. So this is why usually some folks, if you have to have some thick skins when someone has a meta. Like I told you, I always prefer to be the meta. Because we can just come and go as we please. We fucking leave. Bye. Tell your husband I said hi. All right. Gonna watch that stain on the pillow. See ya. But it's just a matter of playing your part, knowing what role you're playing. And right now, I think you don't know your role. You're applying your poly situation to a fun situation. In this particular instant, you are what I call a fun dummy. You know, like crash test dummies, where their whole purpose of being created is to get rammed into shit. That's what a fun dummy is. You have a purpose in this particular instant. You're not in the poly. You're there to be fucked. So, yeah. So, yeah.
If you're not okay with it, don't agree to it now.
Yeah.
No, don't just be jumping into something to please, you know, your partner. Because it will cause problems in the long run.
Yep. And that right there is why so many poly situations don't work. You have to be so clear with the rules and what your expectations of your mates are. I'm telling you, it's always safer to deal with people who are only about the union. Don't be in a poly relationship with people who are interested in other people, right? I cannot be more clear about that. If it's you, so Queen Vi got Ted and Ricky, right? It needs to be you, Ted, and Ricky. If Ricky got Bequisha, now it's you, Ted, and Ricky, but there's Bequisha on the side. You don't deal with her. You don't even speak to her. You don't even got a phone number. But you know one of them some bitches is fucking her from time to time or dating her. So if you don't like that, you have to make that clear during the dating process. We ain't doing that. It's us and that's it. It's just the three of us. And if somebody don't like it, then they're out of there.
Right.
Because this is what kills a lot of poly relationships. Because what's happening is y'all turning something as beautiful as poly into an open relationship situation. So, chill with that. Cut that out. All right. Is there middle ground between polyamory and monogamy? If so, what does it look like?
I guess all you.
All right, well, that's the opening of this shit. Because remember, this was the mono versus poly people. They came late. Okay, so I guess now I'm looking for a middle ground between non-monogamy and monogamy. I'm a non-monogamous, and the guy I am dating is not. We have been having conversations about this, so I understand that having more than one so would be go – oh, God damn. Please, y'all, spell check and all that good shit with this stuff. So we be good, no, in a relationship with them. Now, great. Okay, whatever the fuck that meant.
I'm going to need that again. I'm sorry. I'm going to need that again because my brain is going to be running over to me.
Yeah, we have been having conversations about this. So ultimately, this person is non-monogamous. They're thinking poly, but their boyfriend is not. They're mono. They just want her. So she goes on to say, so I understand that having more than one, so we be no-go in a relationship with him right now. Okay, so I guess she's trying to say it's a no-go with the relationship right now. Whew. Got to pour some ice off.
wait,
what about the aspects? Yeah, this is a hard read, Queen. What about the aspects of the relationship, the middle ground between monogamous and non-monogamous? I don't fuck. I got an aneurysm. I wouldn't need fucking brain surgery to read that shit. Okay, but let's try to do the best we can, Queen. He's saying no, he wants to be one-on-one. He's vanilla as fuck. She's saying she is a non-monogamous person, meaning she likes more than one person in her life. How can they meet in the middle?
Well, first of all, that's a conversation you should have had before they even got together, because clearly he wants to be with just her, and she wants him and whomever else that she wants. Unless he allows her to go dip off in different pools, it's not going to work. But from the sounds of it, he doesn't want that. And this is why when you're into certain stuff that's like not vanilla or just black and white, you have to disclose those things before you start dating someone, or you end up in a situation where now y'all together, y'all invested time, y'all built some things, and now, boom, this person's getting hit with a shock of their life because their mate is into something that they're not. Certain things should definitely be disclosed, you know? It's like people have certain different, like, fetishes and stuff like that. Certain things people just aren't into. It's too much for them. Or they have no desire to even try those things. So certain, like, come on, people. You guys know when it's something that you want or you need, whether, like, out of a relationship, that's a little different from most. Those are the things you disclose, because it will come to bite you in your ass in the long run. Because now one or two is going to happen. One, you're not going to be able to do it, and now you're not going to be completely satisfied in the situation because that is something you're into. That is something you desire. That is something you want. Or that person is going to agree to letting you do something, and they're not happy. And eventually they will end up leaving because they're not happy. Like, this is, like, I would never be a person in a lifestyle and try to date someone vanilla, and because people always think they could change somebody's mind.
Yeah.
People be like, oh, I'm going to just hold on to this, and I'm going to make them fall in love. And once they start loving me and they really feeling me and they invested some time, I could talk them into some shit. They could change their mind. No, works. Why would you gamble with that?
Yeah, it's so many things that can go wrong in this situation. I don't even know where the fuck to start. you know, and it's always the women when it comes to this kind of shit, because y'all woke up one day and realized that one dick ain't enough. You like the dick, you like the guy, you like his energy, so you claim him as your own. But you're still walking around with that, I need more than one dick in my life. I need more than one man in my life. I'm capable of loving multiple men. So now you start talking poly. Now, you notice she never called herself poly in this. This has been, you know, she asked it during our poly conversation, but she identified with non-monogamous. That doesn't mean poly. A person who enjoys the ideas of an open relationship is considered non-monogamous. Friends with benefits, and you can have multiples, that's non-monogamous. But you're in a relationship with a person that you're calling your boyfriend, so we're all clear, who is definitely monogamous, and you're trying to find a gray area. Now, what happens is when you hear people saying meeting in the middle, the first thing that's usually thrown at these folks is swinging, cuckolding. Being in the lifestyle where you're getting to enjoy the fruits but none of that will help when you're dealing with a man who only wants you, who has no interest in sharing you. Now, unless you're going to come to him and saying, hey, I want to date other women and I'm going to be bringing an occasional woman home, you got a better shot at it. Because now he's thinking threesomes, right? So, and he in his mind will still be fulfilling his monogamous vibes, right? But from time to time, he gets to play in some other pussy. You got that sometimes. It don't always work because you didn't clarify that it was women. You just said you're non-monogamous. So let me tell you right now, you're dealing with a vanilla guy. He ain't trying to hear about no other dudes. So it ain't going to work. Don't put him or yourself through it. You got a choice. Decide to be monogamous or break up. Don't fuck somebody's heart up because you want to do you after you made a commitment. Because that's just fucking stupid. I'm going to commit to somebody and I don't even have the same philosophies of how to maintain a relationship. It's just fucking stupid. Anyway, and that person wanted to remain, I'm just sorry. You've got to, the best advice I can give you is be open, be honest, and come to a decision. If there's any gray area that can be reached, it's usually sexual. So that changes the dynamic of your relationship. So, all right, we got one more poly issue. Queen, and this is from Miss Zay. He said, I was forwarded to you guys from Cat Collins. She said that you guys will be able to help me out with this. So shout out to Cat for forwarding Miss Zay to us. She's saying, I'm having primary feelings as a secondary. I've been seeing someone and I'm feeling really strong towards, and they are really strongly reciprocating. Hold on, I need some damn glasses. Shit. however, they are already in a primary triad, and to me, they And to me, they would be like the perfect nesting partner. But I'm worried about overstepping my place. This is a new situation for me, and I don't know how to navigate dating someone already so committed without overstepping my bounds or disrespecting their relationship. And I know we would communicate about this, but I don't even know what I want and expect from this relationship. Please help me clear out the cobwebs in my head and help me come to some kind of solution.
Well, first of all, is in order to bring a conversation to someone, you have to know what you want. You have to sit down and put some thought into this and know what you want or what kind of, I mean, I'm sure you have questions for them too as well because this is new to you. So, I mean, you can't go in to have a conversation with them and then if they ask you, so what do you want? You know, what is your expectation? And you don't know what, you don't have an answer. So now you will never get any, because what they may want or may be open to might depend on what you're bringing to the table. Like saying, oh, you know, I want to build a house. And then they ask you, okay, how do you want to build it? What materials you want to use? How many bedrooms? How many floors? You know, these stories you want it to be, and you like, oh, I don't know. I just want to build a house. You know, they're going to be looking at you crazy. You know, who's going to invest in that? You know, so you have to sit down and think about what you want. You also have to go in with an open mind knowing that what you want, you might not get now. Because this conversation might have a little more thought should have been put into this, and this conversation should have been had early on before you jumped into it. This is new for you, so you probably didn't know what questions to ask and stuff, so you could have did a little more research and stuff because what you probably knew about it was surface. And a lot of people don't understand, like, certain lifestyles is more deeper than what people think it is. Because you said you're catching primary feelings. So that means you are, you know, your emotions and your feelings and stuff is getting involved. So that may be what might be changing how you feel and how you want the dynamics to be. So sit and think it out. Write down what questions that you want to ask, what you want. Y'all should be able to have be able to sit down as adults and have this open conversation. But just know, just because you had this conversation, you might not get what you want at the end. You know, don't set the expectation so high to feel like just because you have this conversation with them and you're open and honest about it, it's going to go your way. Because you have three people making this decision. You know, it may change the dynamics completely when you had this conversation. Or it might be an idea to just cut it all off altogether. So figure out what you want. I can't stress that part enough. Figure out what you want and just prepare yourself. Go in with no expectation but to have that conversation.
Well, a couple stories back, we covered the whole Meta issue. This is a Meta who's in their feelings, and they talk to them, communicate with them. You said we should communicate about this, but I don't even know what I want and expect from this relationship. Dick. That's what you can expect. Dick, penis. Okay, the occasional date, the occasional time, and penis. You just also said earlier in the statement that they are already in a primary triad. And to me, they would be like the perfect nestling partner. Okay, you can't nestle with someone who's in a goddamn triad. He has two other mates. It's him and two other people. And if you have to wonder if you're stepping on toes or you're crossing any boundaries with his partners, then you should have a conversation with him. But the other side of that is, yeah, you probably are going to be doing such things because he is already in a primary triad. He's juggling. It sounds like y'all having fun and you're caught up in the fun. You want more and you just don't know how to go about getting it. I would just have a conversation with him. But the whole idea, because she mentions in the end of the first line, she says, I'm feeling really strong towards, and they are strongly reciprocating. So he's giving you that vibe back. Have the fun and the energy of the situation. And you want to be in a committed relationship with someone who's in a committed relationship. That's what this bullshit is about.
Yeah,
so
that's everyone.
Yeah, so I think he done knocked something loose, and you and your feelings. But talk to him. You know, if there's a way for you to get more of him, he'll let you know if he's honest. Because now he has to go back and explain to his partners why he is spending so much time away. So communication, as always, is always comes down to the communications. You got to figure that out and talk and tell them how you're feeling.
Yeah, and that's another thing is people, when you guys get into these things, you guys have to sit and be honest with them. If you ain't going to be honest with nobody else, you got to be honest with yourself. You have to be able to figure out if you can deal with it. You can't deal with sharing. You can't deal with being the other person. You can't deal with being on call. Then don't get into it. Because you will only be setting yourself up for failure to get yourself hurt. And that person is not intentionally hurting you. That person is just giving you what you signed up for.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So that's it with the poly, y'all. Let's swing into something a little more educational, like sex and pornography and butt plugs. Let's see. Oh, boy. All right. This one is from, he says his name is on the verge of a nervous fucking breakdown.
Oh, boy.
So this person says, he writes like 8 paragraphs, and he goes, due to listening, my wife and I listening to several of you guys' shows regarding many fetishes and sexual lifestyles, we tried to stag in the bull situation. Now, my wife and I were not married at the time of us listening, and we've been married since then, and then we tried some of the stuff that y'all talked about. We tried doing the bull and the stag, and somehow she got hooked on this one bull. And it was a mutual friend who lived around the corner. And I have to be honest, he's 2 times my size and girth. Oh, boy. He says that they had a couple sessions. One, they went to a hotel the first time. The second time, they were at his house. The third time, I was present because I demanded to be involved and I wanted to see and watch and enjoy a show. We decided to do this here at our home, and I've never seen her so crazy on a dick before. So ultimately, he had to move to Tempe, Arizona to take care of his son because his son got gravely ill. He is back, and he's hitting her up. I stopped it because I don't like how things have changed between us after Mr. Big Dick blew her back out. So now that he's back, he's texting her and calling her. She stopped. Then I checked her phone, big fucking mistake, and see that he's in her DMs on Facebook and Instagram now. And she is responding back. So I threatened to leave her. So please, I don't want to lose my wife. She doesn't want to stop this lifestyle. I'm mad that I listened to you guys about all this freaky weird shit that should have been fun. But now I'm looking at a divorce. Please help me fix what y'all fucked up.
Well, first of all, disclaimer, we give advice, we ask the questions. We do not make
God
you do
it.
Anything. Now, this is a matter of respect. This is a relationship issue. This has absolutely nothing to do with trying new things. It's the fact is your wife doesn't care, and she's not respecting the fact that you don't want her contacting this person, and neither is he respecting the fact it was shut down. It's a no-go. It's something that was done, and now that time has passed. So this has a lot to do, and it's the trust thing too, because clearly you didn't trust her. That's why you went through her phone. I mean, she shouldn't be trusted because she is contacting him. So this issue has everything to do with maybe not having that strong, well, that foundation was as strong as you thought it was when y'all decided to. We also say when you're going to try new things, 1, lay down the rules. 2, make sure y'all have that foundation. 3, you have to be able to trust the person you're doing it with. And it looks like those 3 things isn't checked off. and that's why it's going so wrong. Now.
Oh, my God.
When you try things, that don't mean it's when you try things, it's a test. You see if it's going to work out. You see if you're going to like it. You know? And it didn't work out. And clearly you're bothered. Now, remember, you asked to see it. You asked to see the action. And now you're bothered because he's making her scream and he's bigger than you. So those things is eating you up alive.
Double in size and girth.
And girth.
To be exact.
Yes. That was eating him up. He studied it. He...
that motherfucker pulled out a tape measure.
Took a photograph, had photographic memories. Like, okay, let's see.
Oh, shit.
Listen.
Oh, man.
I am not taking the blame for this. All we are saying is get the best out of your sex life with your partner, as long as everybody's in agreement. It's not my fault.
Hey, Queen Vibe, man. Look at you, no. Fucking up these people relationships.
Sure.
Go ahead talking about this nasty shit.
No. Can we help fix what we fucked?
Oh, there's so many situations. This is what they call a clusterfuck of a relationship.
That's right. You can't trust your wife. You are getting a divorce
because you can't.
You're on the verge of divorce because you can't trust her and she doesn't want to be faithful to you.
Oh,
when you stop trying to try, you open up that door, and y'all, because clearly y'all was just fine before he came in.
I learned a long time ago, being a lifestyle enthusiast, being on the fringe of various sexual things and just being a freak and a weirdo. I learned a long time ago, be careful what things you introduce to certain people. You know, anything that I introduce, I always do my version of a ghetto-ass psychological evaluation. Like, if I introduce this to her, is she going to turn fucking crazy? Or is she just going to ride the ride, have a good time, and turn back to normal when we're done? He got a little Peter. he got Peter. That dude had dick. The damn neighbor. Double dick neighbor and shit came through. But yeah, you said that you guys were listening and enjoying these conversations before you got married. And at some point you got married and then tried them. Don't you wish you would have did it when you thought about it? Because now this is what you're married to. You would have found this shit out if you just would have tested those waters. But I get it. I get it. If you are into the cuckold lifestyle, or you're into the bull stag. He called himself a stag, but she turned into a cuck. That's the problem. I'm a fucking stag. Right? I'm directing traffic. I'm the one holding the camera saying, yo, grab her by the throat and fuck her harder, bro. That's what the fuck I brought you over here for. That's the kind of guy I am. This little fucking guy let this fucking dude take his woman to a hotel one night, then the next time to his house, and then finally no, you're a cuck, sir. You're not a fucking stag. you're like those dudes you see on Pornhub. With a big black dude busting that little white girl's ass, and there's a little skinny white dude in the corner jerking his meat, looking goofy. That's you. And think about it, it only stopped because he had to go away.
Right.
And when he came back up on the scene, you were in your feelings because you all. And I quote: she started acting differently. Yeah. The dude knocked her damn back out. He had rearranged the goddamn fallopian tubes. Right? He was up in them guts. Right? Deep digging. Power driving. Yeah. He came with the Hogan roll. You came with the goddamn slider buns. You call that little motherfucker. Well, we came out with a goddamn 12-inch Subway. You came out there with that little motherfucking, what's the little damn things you get from you get from McDonald's and shit. With a little slab of cheese and shit for the,
Came out with the White Castle burger.
Yeah, one of them fucking White Castle burgers, one of them dollar meal joints.
And she had, he had the White Castle, and the other girl had the Burger King.
She didn't want the Egg McMuffin. She wanted the goddamn footlong. And then your neighbor serviced your wife. He must have done a good job because she started acting funny. The acting funny, when you're a stag, the only thing that's funny is she's loving you more for giving her the opportunity to explore her sexual side. See, when you are an alpha male, you are allowing her to have some fun, the same fun that she allows you to have with other women. You ain't worried about shit like that. And she will worship the ground you walk on if you know what the fuck you're doing. This shit that you doing here, don't talk to him. And then you're checking her phone? What the fuck? So now you running around all pretty pants.
Well, you better bring out your inner alpha or something, or find it, something.
Yeah.
There's something. And then listening to people talk about the different trying new things and the different rules and roles in the lifestyle, that just because you say, oh, this is what I'm going to be, that doesn't mean you built for it, bro. Because clearly you wasn't. You went in thinking one thing, and they done proved you wrong. You know
how many people have listened to our fetish shows, some of our most popular shows are the Slutty Confessions. I can't wait to do the next one. And people who have things in the back of their mind that they're just too shy to do, never wanted to do, they listen to these shows and they walked away and say, you know what, I'm going to try to see if it's something I can do. And they had great experiences. And they're going, oh, my God, you didn't turn me out. Yeah, that's my fucking job. All right? I'm a nasty-ass freak. I'm supposed to spread the goddamn gospel. So it's sad that you're blaming us. I'm hoping this was a joke, but we didn't fuck your relationship up, sir. It was you're less than strong backbone. You're less than girthy and less than lengthy penis. And you got to blame Big Dick Johnny around the corner from your neighbor.
He came from
hot-ass Tempe, Arizona. It's 115 in Tempe. He came back to come bust your wife ass. And he will. Mm-hmm. See, this is the part is the telltale of that, Queen. He said, stop the texting. So what did they do? They stopped texting, and they went into the DMs. They went to the inbox. That's
what I'm saying. He can't trust her. He can't trust her. I mean, this is why they are on the verge of divorce, because he can't be trusted.
Well, no, I need him to accept something, because I can fix their shit in one conversation, 20 minutes tops. I can turn their whole relationship around, and it's real simple. I'm going to give you some game for free, except the fact that you are no longer in charge, except the fact that your woman, if you want her and you want to keep her, you have to understand that she has tasted something that you can't cook. Right? She has her delicate palate has tasted the art of a big dick. And that makes you a cuck. Except being a cuck, go to your wife and say, okay, I understand. She's going to fuck him no matter what you say. It's too late. You don't get your ass busted that kind of way multiple times. And what really did it for her is it happened in your bed and you watched and you didn't join in. There ain't a lot of brothers who's willing to share their woman. But if you do, at least walk up there and put your dick in her mouth. To show that you're still a part of the goddamn system, because if not, then you're just sitting there with popcorn in your dicky hand, using the butter to rub one out. What's next? You're going to be on cleanup duty? Because that's where you're headed. So accept it, embrace it. That's his pussy now until he's done with her. You can't stop what's happening now. So I don't know what to tell you. Sharing your wife ain't for the weak, sir. Okay. This is a good one. Yeah, this is a real good one. Another one of those is something wrong with me, ask people, Queen. My wife is texting other men, and it's a massive turn on. We've taken baby steps over these last few months. She lets me post our couple pics on social media, and then she posts a couple of pics of us, but behind closed doors, she's talking to guys in her DM. She does ask permission, can she send them nudes, and I give it, and that shit turns me on. Our sex life has improved. I fuck her harder. She's coming more. She even tastes better. And I have not realized that my jealousy can be such an aphrodisiac. And I got this from listening to you guys' show and listening to the alternate reality relationships. I don't remember us having a show about alternate reality relationships, but I think I understand what he's trying to say. He said the ultimate reality relationships really opened up a door in my mind. I talked to her about it, and we've been doing it. She hasn't touched anybody, hasn't fucked anybody, but she loves to tease men. She loves those replies. We lay in bed together and read the conversations, and it turns me on, and I give it the best sex we've had in 10 years. There we go, queen. A happy fucking story. See that there?
Nobody's calling trying to fake curse us out because they in their feelings and they ego is bruised along with their girl coochie bruised.
And it all right, here comes oh God, here comes Chris. What kind of weirdo freak shit is that? No judgment here.
You are not weird. When you are into what you're into, and if it works for y'all, that's them.
Listen, bro. Let me tell you something. I can honestly attest that does something to the libido. I have to, in before disclosure, I have done similar things. I've dated women who were models and gotten to say long-term relationships with women who've been known to post that kind of shit on social media, you know, the bikini, the Instagram type girls. And I would just read the DM, they'd pass it to them, ooh, look, they sent me. And it don't piss me off, but it was just another reason to punish or fuck harder. I'm a weirdo, I'm a freak like that. You know, you put your belt around your woman's neck and you pound her out and you say, yeah, that fucking Raul 627 on fucking Instagram. Yeah, I saw you liking his pics. And you wake up the next morning, she's looking at you like, God damn, what got into you last night? Fucking them damn text messages, them comments. You have to embrace your weird freak shit. And I'm just weird like that. I don't know. I've never been a jealous person because I was able to turn those kind of emotions into a sex thing, a desire thing. It's just another reason for me to pull a paddle or take off my belt and whoop and spank your ass. So, but congrats to them. Congrats to them. And they want to remain nameless, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what's up. I love hearing that we help someone find their freaky self and you know, they're not blaming Val for fucking fucking up their marriage. I'm nervous, this son of a bitch.
Right.
Oh, God damn it.
You got to know what you're trying to do with. That's the problem. You should have did a little more research and a little more time before you got married.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, this one is coming from Veronica. She's not saying where she's from, but she's asking, do I start with strangers or someone you know? Because I noticed, okay, and this is advice. She says, I noticed when we were hiding things from each other, in prior stages, my wife, lesbians, I'm sorry. In prior stages, my wife would often flirt with guys. she grew up with or already knew and turned away new guys who would inbox her. Makes me wonder if she would be more inclined to deal with men or to deal with me. Am I being petty? Am I being just jealous for no reason? But what do you guys think?
Seeing jealous for no reason. You know, did she say the way she interact with the women that she grew up with, I mean, the men that she grew up with that she knew already and stuff,
mm-mm,
but not new people?
Nope, she didn't give no more details.
I need to know how they're interacting, but I have a conversation. But you know what? Okay. This is how it is with some people. You know, they meet someone of the same sex, they get together, and it's like, boom, I'm a lesbian now. You know, they just taking the title on as a lesbian and not being honest with themselves, like, okay, I'm bi. Some people think when they're with a female for a long period of time, you just, boom, a lesbian. And just because that person's making them happy, they aren't being honest with themselves that they're bi, that they still may be attracted, even though they may not want to sleep with them at that time because they're completely into the person they're with, you know, they're just labeling themselves as a lesbian. My thing is, if you have an issue and you think something is going on and you're questioning, you know, your wife's sexuality, it's time to have a conversation with her. Mm. I don't know if she's a lifer, like, you know, never been with a guy before or what, but this is a conversation to be had because I see this a lot with people. They're with a guy, they get hurt, and then, you know, boom, they label themselves as a lesbian. And it's just because they feel like, oh, men ain't shit, they got hurt, et cetera, that they're never going to mess. You know, or some may jump into a relationship with a female and have not really explored and really lived to know what it is to be like with a man or, you know. So this is a conversation to have with your wife.
Right.
But as I said before, once you open that door to have that conversation, you need to be open and realize that conversation could go either way. Yes, I like men too, because you're thinking there's something wrong with you. It might not be anything wrong with you. You know, whether you can handle that she may want to be with men too is a whole different story.
Mm-hmm.
But just because she says she likes men doesn't mean she doesn't like you. It's mm-hmm. just she might be one of the people that got an itch that need to be scratched every now and then. Just like when a female is with she has her man, and every now and then she got an itch for a female that she needs scratched every now and then. So you have to have that mm-hmm. conversation and prepare yourself mentally for how this conversation is going to go. And then once you have that conversation based on what her response is, then you have another decision to make. Because what? If she do like men, then what?
Hmm.
If she wouldn't decide to act on it, then what? So you have to prepare yourself for this conversation to go either way. But I don't ever want someone to think just because someone has a wandering eye or just because someone, you know, something has changed, because it could be completely other different issues in the relationship. And just because you notice how she interacts with guys, you may be pointing that out as a problem when it could be other underlying problems that's going on that you may not have even noticed until now you have a problem with something. She could have had plenty of problems with something, and you didn't notice it, and it went undealt with. But now you got a problem with something now. Let's bring it to the light. So it's a conversation that has to be had, but don't think just because if someone has a wandering eye, you know, don't put that on your self-esteem. Don't make it you're not good enough, because sometimes somebody could be everything that somebody wants, somebody else wants, but not just the person who they want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody do you wrong, it ain't because something wrong with you, it's something wrong with them. So.
Yeah, it's I wish I had more background on the dynamics of your relationship and the history.
Yeah.
But I've said many times on this show, you can't be bisexual playing lesbian full time. Y'all done went and got married. It's if she's had a history with men, you just, you know, I'm going to try to stretch it here, but sometimes bisexual women will connect with another woman and have such deep emotions for them that they want to go steady. They want to be with that person. They want to court, date, and, of course, marry that person. Now,
mm-hmm.
outside of your bond and your connection and your commitment, here lies the issue. They're still attracted to men.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a lesbian, when you're a full-on lesbian woman, you're not attracted to men. Right? You're attracted to women. Mm-hmm. But when you're a bisexual woman who's in a relationship, you remember what the dick did. Tonight's show is sponsored by Dick. Get the D, right? So it's yes, the strap-on never gets off. I hear that shit all the time. I'm like, shit, my shit never gets off. I can go all night with my strap-on. Yeah, but them veins is cold as fuck. If the AC on high, you got a cold pipe up there. It ain't the same thing as the smell, the sweat, the testosterone. All that stuff plays a part in the attraction of a woman to a man. You can't replace that. Right? So it's all about you and how you make them feel as a lesbian woman with a bisexual woman. But she's never going to forget what the dick did. Right? You know, you can't replace a man's phone. Old mustard balls clapping against you all in your mouth. You can't replace that shit. Your shit tastes like a goddamn rubber glove. So... damn dildos with the fake balls on them. The straps. How you going to put that shit on somebody's mouth and try to be a man? But anyway, you know, you can't replace those biological things, the things that turn a woman on, right? You can do your best, and she can be happy with it and truly love you. But if you're feeling like something's off, that's because when there's smoke, there's fire. Like the queen said, have a conversation. Talk about your feelings. Talk about what the fuck's going on here. Are you still attracted to men? And if she's honest, say, yeah, I'm still attracted, but I haven't done anything. Now y'all need to figure out what y'all going to do with that. That's a whole other conversation. Y'all need to figure out what to do from there because you could, you know, a lot of our lesbian sisters, they get, you know, they look like men sometimes, or they try to. But you can't replace that same energy. You could duplicate it, but it's grafted. It's not the real thing. Mm-hmm. So it's about who you are personally, how you treat them, how you respect them, how you love them. That's what ties them on. Your look is one thing. Your energy is another. So, you know, so it's not to discount you. It's just a simple state of facts that she's probably bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And that don't go away. She can not fuck them and be loyal to you, but you can't control what her mind does. You know, she see that fucking motherfucker with the tattoos and the dreads and all this shit that y'all women like, all the muscles and shit, her pussy getting wet. And here you are in the fucking kitchen making pancakes and shit. So, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. All you can pray is that she stays loyal and she stays honest, and it's okay to talk about it, and it's okay that she's attracted to men. You got to be okay with that, as long as she don't throw the pussy at him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Queen. Here we go. All right, this one is from Corey. And Corey says, hey, guys, this is my first time writing into you, but I've listened to many shows for many years. I am a white, 42-year-old male who lives in New Jersey, and he goes on after a paragraph of his life. He goes on to say, my wife has finally warmed up to the idea of being a hot wife and being a part of the lifestyle. We're currently chatting with a few guys on SLS and AFF. What's the best way to screen guys? What are the best questions to ask that will help identify the flakes from the crazies?
What kind of question? You can hit this one. What type of questions? Are you crazy? Do you have a criminal background? I think, because me, I'm a straight shooter. Like, I'm going to ask exactly what. I'm not beating around no bush or nothing. You know? And especially the dynamics of it. Who is this person that's coming around going to be around? You know? You want to ask about, first of all, you need to make sure that it's really for them. This is what they are really into. You know, some people, I saw a weird court case. You know, I was watching on Facebook that had something to do with them introducing a third person to help impregnate both of them because they wanted to be pregnant at the same time, a lesbian couple. Yeah, so when you're interviewing people, first of all, you need to make sure they understand what their role is. If they got any experience in it, because some people just be trying to join shit because it sound good and it sound fun. Look at their body language when you're asking them these questions and letting them know what their role is, what your expectations are. Any questions you want to know about their lifestyles? That's what you really want to find out, their lifestyles and their family dynamics and stuff like that. I mean, if you really take this time and have a conversation, listen.
Hold on, let me stop you. These motherfuckers trying to fuck.
I'm not saying you're not going to ask them like, whoa, what sibling are you? How many kids, you know, what I mean is, if they want to know, they're saying to weed out the crazies. Unless you're going to have certain conversations, you'll really never know, because these people, psychopaths, are trained to answer questions in a professional way. So you will never know. My thing is, spend enough time with somebody and seeing them in certain lights. You're going to be able to see what, you know, who a person really is. But if you just try to hook up with somebody, it ain't that much vetting you can do, because how deep are you going to get into it?
Yeah, okay. Let me back up, because I think something got lost here.
Hey,
I feel like they trying to find a date. No.
You
can try to get his wife some dick.
Okay, he's talking about vetting for crazies. You, first of all, you're playing Russian roulette, period. You could date somebody in the most pristine site it is, and they still could end up being crazy.
Yeah, because they said that we're currently chatting with a few guys on SLS and AFF. Now, SLS is it stands for Swinger Lifestyle something or other. I don't know if they got their track that shit. But I'm familiar with the site. It's a place, it's a little more upscale, and it's a small community where you can find people in your area to have little swinger sessions. And it's your place to have some kind of conversations and get to know the person. The downside of it is it's not Facebook. You're not going to get a clear history or at least see what, you know, what a person's into based off of their posts. It's one of them places where when Backpages got shut down, a lot of the sex workers, they went on there, male and female, where couples would just, you know, oh, you look cute, and they have the conversation, well, listen, I really sell pussy or I really sell dick, and this is what it's going to cost for me to come over and fuck your wife. Okay, I'll cash app you. So that's how that goes on there. So that's why he's asking, because these kind of those kind of weirdos who are sex workers are hiding amongst the community people who want to hook up, because that's what the lifestyle is about.
Okay.
And AFF is the porn version of POF. God damn it. Oh. The only thing I hate more than POF is Adult Friend Finder. Holy shit, what a fucking shit show that is. You go on there thinking you're going to meet people, and it houses some of the weirdest, creepiest people you ever want to meet. So yeah, Swing, SLS stands for Swing Lifestyle. That's supposed to be a place set up for swingers, Adult Friend Finders. You got trainees pretending to be chicks. A couple of them got killed. A couple of dudes raped women. There has been stick-ups. There's been all kinds of weird stuff that goes on from Adult Friend Finder over the years. And it's still in business. I don't understand how. And it's one of them situations where, okay, I see your picture, I like you. For me to talk to you, I have to pay into the system.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I have to pay the premium membership fee for me to be able to talk to you. Other than that, I can send you a friend request, but I can't chat with you. So it's one of them ripoffs where they're going to make money and you might not get nothing out the goddamn bill, but there's a lot of weirdos and freaks that are on there. Now, to answer your question, you have to vet them. I suggest you try to get into a more personal setting, maybe a Zoom, maybe, because you want to first confirm that this person that you're looking at is who they say they are. So you might want to get into the idea of Zoom or Facebook or somewhere or Instagram, because Instagram has a video chat. And if you don't like what you see, it's a simple block. Right. So it's and you don't have to be friends to commune with someone on Instagram's DM. Should all three of y'all can sit there and talk. They have a whole like a clubhouse type situation on Instagram now. So I suggest you do stuff like that and do the basic, you know, find out what your interests are, because you might find that person. You're not there to find love. You're there to find a good fuck. You know, so this guy wants to get his wife laid and. You know, he's doing his due diligence. I respect that you're asking. I would suggest you get off Adult Friend Finder. Holy shit. You're both going to wake up abducted, duct taped. So she might not be the one to get fucked. You might be the one. So, yeah, man. All right. What we got? What our time look like? What a time looking like. All right, so let's spend the last last few minutes talking that good shit. Something good and wholesome. Butt plugs. So this person who I would want to remain anonymous as well. What do you do, Queen, when your butt plug is stuck and you can't get it out? I know Queen Vi sells this stuff through Pure Romance. Is there some kind of ointment? My butt plug was stuck. The two times I used it, it was stuck both times. I don't know how to get it out. Please help.
I mean, are you pushing it in too far? Are you using any lube? And first of all, the anus get wet like the vagina, so, I mean, it shouldn't be getting stuck now. I mean, don't push it in so much. Baby steps. Lube. You can't use your personal, your lube that comes, you know, that you produce, then get some lube and relax. Take it easy. You know, try anal beads. You know, because you said it two times now.
Mm-hmm.
So, third time, you might not be that lucky. So, let's try something else. Try some butt plugs or you know. I mean, yeah, not butt plugs, anal beads or something like that.
I don't understand you people. Why would you insert a butt plug that got stuck the first time and you had trouble getting out? You did it a second time without properly lubing yourself. And sometimes it ain't even the lube. It's the simple fact that you just grabbed the wrong size butt plug. You stay in your lane. You know, you have to know. the dumbest to tell her to take her gerbil out first. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Got the Jerry Pentecosti jokes. Oh, man. But, yeah, man, when you're buying your butt plug, I always recommend people don't buy one, you buy the set. And the ones that start from the itty bitty to the big old donkey dick, John. And you grow, you graduate, right? You don't go straight mm-hmm. to the senior year. You start at preschool or kindergarten, and you grow into the sizes. And you know, because I happen to know a little something about training. You don't put that in there unless you're trying to damage yourself. It's not pleasurable. It's no fun if you damage yourself. If you tear that mucous membrane in there and you're bleeding all over the goddamn place. So don't use that one anymore. You know that Queen Vi sells it. Go up there and find smaller ones. And use something that you can handle, that feels good. You can feel the stretch, because the whole purpose of a butt plug is twofold, to punish and to open up. So when your man finally wants to bend you over and take the booty, he can get in there and do his business, right? Or if you've been a bad girl, he's going to put it in there and you can't take it out. you know, so you got to be smarter. You still got to protect your body. Why would you put your body through that unnecessary stress and pain and suffering? So get a smaller butt plug. Heal up first. And when you use any butt plug, don't try to use natural juices. You always throw some lube on there. You know, and if you ain't got lube, find some shit around the house. Oh, God. All right, someone's being an asshole, and they're asking, Cat Collins is asking, can we please? She's asking, is it a good idea to use Dawn dish soap?
Absolutely not.
Oh, fuck you, Cat.
You have another set of issues.
We gotta be
careful with our words. We don't want to be ruining people now. You said five cent around the house.
She's being a wise ass, because I once recommended someone use some Dawn dish soap, and it worked out pretty good until the itchy started 3 days later.
Oh, Lord. No. So we just doing a silent
run. Yeah, take one for the team. Oh, goodness gracious. What an asshole. Why does all my friends got to be assholes? Chris Googley, yeah. Lady Ren said, I bet you it was bubbles flying all over the fucking house.
It's flying to another level.
Oh, man. Look here. My personal experience, the safest one is virgin olive oil. No pun intended. virgin olive oil works like a charm, gives you that extra glide. But sometimes that yellow Dawn really works. Oh, man. All right. Freaky confession, Queen. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Just call me Miss XXX.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. My husband is a truck driver. He and I had a very big argument. So, lately, I've been getting some inboxes on Facebook from my ex. Now, mind you, this was, without a shadow of a doubt, the best sex I ever had. It's plenty of times where I laid down with my husband and thought about my ex just so I can get off. Now, my husband's a good man, but he kind of pissed me off, and we're going through a tough patch right now. So we're hoping to patch things up when he returns. He's gone for about 10 days. Now, on the third day, I was horny and wanted revenge, so I invited my ex over, and I sucked his dick right under our wedding picture. I felt guilty at first, but now not so much, because I only gave him head, and I'm thinking about inviting him over before my husband comes back. This is my confession, and I know you guys are going to be brutal, but I can take it.
Hmm. Glad you know. Now, first of all, you don't feel guilty at all. You invited that man over with the intention knowing what was going to happen. If you think that it softens the blow because you just gave him a blow, then you are sadly mistaken. I think that would actually hurt him more than you did it deliberately underneath the wedding photos. You have no remorse. You're going to write him over again, and I'm pretty sure we'll go farther this time. So I don't know how you can fix yourself to say in the beginning that you're hoping, you guys are hoping to work things out. There's no way you can be hoping to work things out with continue, and you're doing more damage. You know, when you're trying to work something out with someone, you are figure out what the issue is, figure out ways, you know, to fix it or mend it or whatever, and then come together and make it happen. You're doing the complete opposite. You're adding more problems to it. And, you know, I noticed she mentioned that it's the best she ever had, and she fantasizes with this guy. I don't think there's any fixing it. She's already has checked out.
She checked out.
She with him because he's a good guy. So that means he must be an excellent provider and everything else. So are you with him? Is this a relationship of convenience? It's like, oh, I could be with him, be married to him, get all the benefits from being married to him. He's gone 10 days at a time, so I can play in those 10 days. Like, in her eyes, that's a win for her. And he's out going to work and provide, not knowing what's going on behind his back. So you don't really want to mend things. You don't feel any remorse. You're content. You're happy with the way things are. You're getting your cake and you're eating it too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Talk them out. It was only a blowjob. It was you only. Whew. If it was only a blowjob. Tell your husband that if it was only. When people say only, they try to minimize it. If it was only, and you feel like it ain't that bad because it was only, tell him. Tell your husband it. See how that work out. Tell him.
It was only a right hook and a kick to the gut.
Right, only.
It was only Ike Turner moment.
But look, it was only, but I'm thinking about writing him over. No, you're going to write him over again. You're not thinking about it. You have your mind set up. You're just trying to wait for the right moment when he's gone and he's in the clear. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm not going to beat you up because I happen to have a soft spot for sluts. you know, it's I just think that you are see, I'm torn. I am intrigued by the foul disgustingness of it. It gets me all giddy inside. Give me the warm and fuzzies, you know. I like a good slut. The problem is this man is out there on the road working his ass off, and in your home under the wedding picture, giving somebody a good, some good old, you know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sad that you felt guilty and then double back and said, fuck the guilt. I might invite him over. So, yeah, you're gone. It's over. You have completely detached yourself from your vows and you know, at some point you're going to have to pay the piper. But I think this relationship was gone a long time ago when you were just laying there getting fucked thinking about your ex. Now, let's be honest. We all done it at some point in our lives, you know, just to get that extra spice. Role played in our minds. Right, mental role play is healthy, actually.
Not with no ex.
Yeah, I mean, if that ex busts your ass, queen, I mean, that motherfucker picked you up and carried around the house and wore you like a mask, right? You ain't gonna forget about that motherfucker. He ate it good, he fucked good. He was a piece of shit. But you, when it comes to sex, he did the right thing.
Time for me to listen. Every sexual experience that I've had, I've been the best in it and made it happen the way it happened. If it wasn't for me, they wouldn't have been able to succeed in that department. So I don't have no need to. I don't have no need to fantasize. Now, their current mates better be worried about whether they're he or she is fantasizing about me. Now that's a different story. But if they are, just let me. I teach a girl.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, goddamn. Just fucked up my whole train of thought with that. But, yeah, I mean, shit. Oh, man, y'all ain't shit without me. but, yeah, man, it's one of them situations where she's using anger and trust me, there's no... I don't know how to feel. I feel bad for the husband, yes. But at the same time, I've been that ex where I'm just reaping the benefits of another person's fuck-ups. Because when he tag her ass, can you imagine how much fun she's going to have? And ladies, the more you moan, the more you scream, the deeper we go, the harder we go. It's like a badge of honor for us. It's almost like there's a constant pat on the back saying, good job, sir. Keep going. Right? We're fucking like we're getting paid a dollar by stroke. So, yeah, it's crazy. I feel bad for the husband, but that fucking ex, boy, he's living high off the hog, ain't he? Come over, get his dick sucked, come back, and fuck.
Right, in the house, right, eating his food that he bought and everything.
Yeah. He up in that man's house playing his PlayStation 5, fucking his wife on the... Let me tell you something. From and back in my piece of shit days, there is no better sex than some fucking somebody else's pussy. OPP, goddammit. So, but all right, Queen, we got to get out of here. We got like 30 seconds.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks for the interaction with us, the questions for the guy that said that we have ruined and fucked up his marriage. Fuck you. I know.
All right, we will see you guys next week. Shout out to Nazia. Shout out to Limited Edition. Shout out to Zio Styles. Shout out to Ms. Dopeness. Shout out to Cat. Shout out to Rena and the rest of the NAF. We will see you guys next week.
That concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.